Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Normally, I'm a pretty decisive person. However, this morning, I was going back and forth in my mind. And you might call it worry, you might call it anxiety. Most of the time, I just know what I want to do and I go after it 100%. But here's the quick story, and I think it relates to maybe your life, your business, maybe where you are right now as an entrepreneur, an author, or a speaker. So 90 days ago, 90 days almost today, I had a double surgery. Torn labrum, torn rotator cuff, and it was not cool, right? So 90 days ago, they're cutting me up, and the recovery on this thing is crazy. It is so long. It's the physical therapy, blah, 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 right? So here I am, and I like to cycle. I like to bike ride, whatever you want to call it. And I haven't done that outside now for at least 90 days. And sure enough, the weather's starting to get better, starting to get warmer. And I have this desire, right? This desire. And the word desire is pretty amazing anyways. It means to give birth to, okay? So you might have a desire to eat a burger. You might have a desire to write a book. But when you have a desire, it's a longing that gives birth to something. And so here I am looking outside, and my friends invite me to go cycling this morning at night. And I think about it, and I'm like, well, you know, I've only been on the stationary bike because if you fall with a torn shoulder, you're gone. I mean, it's pretty much game over. So I just kept flip-flopping back and forth this morning. What if I get out there, and what if I, you know, fall over? What if a car hits me? Blah, blah, blah. And you start getting into this fear mindset. And again, normally I'm like fearless and, you know, running after what I want in life. But in this particular situation, I just felt that anxiety creep in. And I don't know about you, but the only way I know how to overcome fear is to step toward it. Seriously, you can let that fear kick your butt. And some of us, let's be honest, we've let fear kick our butt. We know we're supposed to call somebody. We know we're supposed to take initiative. We know we're supposed to start a business, a nonprofit, start a relationship, start a conversation. But many times that fear kicks our butt. And I'm the type of person where I don't want to go to bed at night knowing that something kicked my butt. I don't want to go to bed knowing that fear had the best of me. So I said, you know what? Forget it. I said, forget it. I'm going biking. And so I'll tell you what, I just came back. It was a 30-mile bike ride. I was the worst one out there. There were four of us. But look, it doesn't matter. I kept at it. I kept going. And at the end of the day, I feel good. I feel alive. I feel the blood rushing through me. And that's what it is in life. So listen, if you are a worrier, if you have fear kicking your butt, I'll tell you what you're really doing. You're doing meditation. That's what worry is. Worry is meditating about the wrong thing. That's what fear and worry is. It's you meditating, but it's choosing to worry about something that's negative. And I'll tell you what, you look at those seeds in your life, those aren't producing anything worthwhile. Those aren't producing a harvest that you want in your life, your business, your finances, your health, your spirituality. So, next time you feel fear rise within you, don't let fear kick your butt. All fear is it's your body, your mind telling you that you've never been here before. You're on the edge of something and you've never been here before. And actually, that's a really good thing because that's where all breakthroughs happen, when you're on the edge of where your comfort zone is. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And listen, if you found this helpful, tag somebody, share it, subscribe wherever you're watching or listening, and let's be people today that see fear and go after it. Because I'll tell you what, when you get out on the road alive, just like I was out biking today, it's refreshing. You remind yourself why you're alive. Go make it happen today. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.